Shaddai, the living one, Adonai, the mighty God.
Oh, yes, you
are the Holy One, I recognize. You have authority over me,
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai, the living one, Adonai, the mighty God.
Oh yes, you are the only one I recognize.
You have authority over me. El Shaddai, the living one, Adonai, the mighty God.
Amen.
You are the only one I recognize. You have authority over me.
I'm not hearing you, sing it.
El Shaddai, the living one, Adonai, the mighty God. You are the only one I recognize. You have authority over me. El Shaddai, the living one, Adonai, the mighty God. You are the only one I recognize. You have authority over
me. One more time.
El Shaddai, the living one, Adonai, the mighty God. You are the only one I recognize. You have authority over me. You are the only one I recognize. You have authority over me.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Is he the only one we truly recognize?
Amen.
Let it not be a lip service. Amen.
Amen.
I want to turn to Psalm 61. I want to sing that song. Let me sing the psalm before me. I pray to the Lord. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayers. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Amen. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayers. From the ends of the earth,
yes, sir,
will I cry unto thee. And when my heart is overwhelmed, O Lord, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Higher.
That is higher than I.
Number 3, verse 3.
For thou hast been a shelter unto me,
and a strong tower,
and a strong tower from the enemy. And when my heart is overwhelmed, O Lord, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Higher,
that is higher than I. And when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
That is higher
than I.
We're going to sing from Psalm 1. Everybody should sing together.
Yeah, my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. And when my heart is overwhelmed, O
than I.
That is higher than I.
And when my heart is overwhelmed again.
And when my heart is overwhelmed,
my Jehovah
lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me.
Yes.
And a strong tower from the enemy.
Just one enemy, one common enemy.
Yes, and when my heart is so overwhelmed, and when my heart is overwhelmed, hallelujah, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Oh, glory, Lord.
That is higher than I. That is higher than I. That is higher than
blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That rock is where we almost struggle to stand upon.
Amen.
Amen. In fact, I believe you should catch a vision of yourself standing on that rock. He said to Moses, there is a place by me. Amen. And he put him on top of a cliff of the rock.
Right.
He passed by. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to talk about the law and the prophets were until John. The law and the prophets were until John. Amen. Let us turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 11. To read just a few verses from verse 11 to 14. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there have not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you will receive it, this is Elias which was for to come. Amen. May the Lord bless his word in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I just want us to feel at home and comfortably in the presence of the Lord, and we have a heart-to-heart discussion, amen, concerning the actual plan and program of God.
Amen.
Amen. We cannot belong to a family and don't know what is the program of that family. Every family must have a goal, must have something that they want to achieve. You see that maybe they want a name, some political class family. See, like here in Singapore, Prime Minister led the seat and then the son came, and then they want to maintain this thing. You hear about the Queen of England and all those stuff. This family, they will not want kind of infiltration of any other kind of blood.
or any kind of persons to come and be part of that family, because there is something they want to maintain. They want to maintain a particular line so as to keep the line going.
Yes.
Now, if these humans have this kind of knowledge to keep such a line, then what do you think about the family of God? Amen.
Amen.
God has got a family on earth. It is the reason why He came down to identify Himself with mankind, that He created man, the only thing He created in His own image. Amen.
Amen.
The only thing actually that He really created in His own image. And He came down to partake in fellowship. Very importantly, He does not fellowship with the angels as we think. The angels worship Him. But He comes down and have heart-to-heart rubbing of minds together with the man He had made. Amen. And it is in the body of this flesh of man that God had obtained a victory for His kingdom.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And so, that particular family must have a direction. God, the Ram said that God does not run His family anyhow. He does not run His business anyhow. Maybe the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, maybe you just thought about it, but Jesus, oh, I will come, I will cry on the cross, I will die, and then probably this person will just pass by and pity me, and then give his life to me. He said, God wouldn't do that when He said that, when He was talking in the masterpiece. He said, God wouldn't do that. He doesn't run His family that way.
Right.
He has pre-planned everything. He has drawn the line, and He is just inviting us to be partakers of this inheritance which has been laid out already. Just calling us to become partners of what He is doing. Just co-achievers. Amen. That is, He wants to achieve this thing in the body of flesh. And today, that body of flesh is your body. It's the body of Christ. It's the church. Amen. And if it is the church, then that church must have a direction. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to tell you, if we will look back to history, when the Catholic Church actually came up and took the ground, they gained ground and started moving as that great organization, there was this thing that they did. In every nation, in every city, they had one church. Amen.
Right.
In every city, they had one priest that all other priests, wherever, will be subject to. Now, you see, that pattern that they took was actually from the original. Because you find out that when the angel was talking to John in Patmos, he the Bible says, to the angel of the church of this particular age, to the angel of the church of this particular age, and then those churches mentioned were actually local churches really existing at that particular point in time. That you had a church in Ephesus, you had a church in Smyrna, you had a church in Colossae, you had a church in Thessalonica, they were all there. And he recognized that in every city there was a bride. Amen. There were people representing him. Not a denomination kind of, not a setting. It was not planned, not just a planning, but that's how God wanted it to be. That at least there should be some sense of responsibility attached to a particular calling. Amen. Because he doesn't want to run it haphazardly. For example, I come again, in the beginning, God had planned that mankind will fill the whole earth. If I was the God, which that's why I'm not, I would have put a couple in Africa, another in Asia, another in America, so that I could, you know, it will multiply quickly. But God decided to put just one man. And the man, He didn't put him as a couple, He came just first, so that there could be somebody who will have to answer. If there is anything going wrong, we must know where to point to. That was important so that we'll be able to trace the source, because infiltration must come in. Right. Whatever God does, the devil is interested.
Amen. Right.
Whatever God's program is, Satan will want to
identify so that he will spoil it. Because Satan has nothing in original. He has nothing in original, so he wants to make out of what has been existing already, he forms his fake. And then he draws a lot of people, he draws their attention and takes them out. This afternoon, I just pray that the Lord will minister to you, that you could catch the spirit behind what I'm saying. Forget about my stammering lips and everything. Just let the Spirit of God identify with you. Amen. Now, in the garden, it started. Adam and then Eve came. And then the fall came. Why did God permit this? In the mind of God, in eternity, God had a hidden secret. Remember, secret is already hidden. Then when I add hidden to secret, there is something that was secret that God still hides among his secrets.
Yes.
Amen. And that hidden secret, for example, I was discussing this. I said, when I, maybe coming down this afternoon, maybe in the morning, maybe we came for service, and then we're going to go for lunch, I will think about the road we're going to drive, the car I'm driving in, and then the people I'm going with. I'll think about the kind of place that we want to eat, the kind of food we'll eat. These things, I'm not saying it out there in my mind. Is that so?
Right.
Now, these thoughts are robbing minds, they are robbing each other. Now, the car I'm driving, I'm going to drive in, is aware of where I'm going to. Is that so? So, they meet each other. But there was something in the mind of God that God did not allow to even in the thought form to mediate with other things. And that was the mystery of God. Amen.
Amen.
The mystery of his will. Now, if it's the mystery of his will, which the Bible says was to be revealed in the latter days, and Paul came, I'd like us to read that, and gave a boasting. Say, if I boast, I boast in the Lord. He gave a boasting concerning his knowledge, concerning the mystery of God in Ephesians chapter 3. I want us to read from verse 1 to 5. How important this particular secret of God's secret was. Yeah, just help those brethren coming to get a seat. You're welcome, brothers and sisters, just coming in. We actually reading from Ephesians chapter 3 right now, and I read from verse 1, said, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. Specifically, for you Gentiles, and that includes you and I.
Amen.
If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me, to you what? How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles first and prophets by the Spirit. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ by the gospel.
Amen.
By the gospel. Amen.
Good.
So we find that Paul here was, you know, making an attestation, kind of telling the saints in Ephesus that he had received this revelation, and this revelation is authentic. Though it's a secret that has been kept, that, you know, from the people that have gone before him, none can say, they cannot trace it back to them. Because they were not given this revelation. But he, by the grace of God, had received this revelation. It was the beginning of the mystery of God.
Amen.
Made known.
Yeah.
It was the beginning. And will be wrapped up just on the same straight line. So, if Paul had received this, and he said that he is a wise master builder. He laid the foundation. We, no man after Paul laid any other foundation. We've been building. People come building, and then to roof it. Then he said that men should be careful what they do with this building. What type of material they want to attach, what type of thing, they must do it rightly according to plan. So, God is having a purpose to be revealed, to be made known in this particular season about the Gentile bride. And there must be a pattern. It will not be anyhow thing. So I was giving an example of what the Catholics did. They did that, a fake of the original somewhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
When the saints gathered after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they experienced the power, the Holy Ghost came down. They all wanted to glue themselves to what they have received. There's nobody who have received something that want to get away from that. Jesus said, when you give a new wine to somebody, he will tell you that the old is better. Amen.
Yeah.
But actually, when he tested the old, that same one that he called the old, when he tested it the first time, it was new. He didn't receive it easily.
Right.
So we want to trace something here. In the Old Testament, the Bible promised that God was going to send a messenger before himself.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And he was talking about John the Baptist.
Yes.
The Jews were waiting for John the Baptist. Brother Brown made a statement and said, while they were fishing, Zebedee and his sons, he will always tell them that one of these days, he's going to come. The voice of one that will cry in the wilderness. They were expecting him. You see, to expect the thing is okay. But to have the key that you will use to identify what you're expecting is very important. So they waited. They wanted to see John the Baptist. They wanted to see him because it is in his hand. God has committed it only to John to identify the Messiah. If you miss John, you will not get the Messiah. If you miss the ministry of John, then you will not go along with the Messiah. And even though you see the ministry of John and you do not know how to identify the words of John, you will still miss the Messiah.
Amen.
So John came and favorably to some of them, they believed and they followed John. These men were disciples of John the Baptist. And John was preaching day in, day out. They were following him.
Amen.
He had his baptism. It was the baptism of repentance. And he preached. He preached like no one has ever preached like that before. He was hard on the people. He was also friendly. Because he who loves the truth.
Amen.
If you love the truth, you love correction. So he was friendly to those who love the truth. And to those who never loved the truth, he was hard to them. That's what the word of God does. It separates. And then John kept preaching. Kept going. And look at this. We have to take a time to look at John. The person of John. You see, God, he's awesome.
Amen.
He does his thing wonderfully.
Yes.
He allowed Elizabeth and Zechariah to be of very old age before this John will come. Because remember, John had an odd task to do to identify the Messiah. Remember that the Messiah is supposed to be a God prophet. Amen.
Yeah.
So he was having this all that's to identify God. Amen.
Amen.
And no man in the natural flesh can identify God. So John came, lived with the parents a few years, and the parents passed away. And then, maybe none of the uncles or relatives could accept him or take him in the way he would be. He went into the wilderness. And Brother Bram said the last clothes he put on was at the age of 9. And so, if he continued to grow, he will have grown those clothes. And so that's when we hear that, just the same way you heard of Elijah. We never heard of his boyhood. We never heard of his young, when he was a young man. We just had one prophet coming up from Tishbite. How was he dressed? With camel skin, with leather belt, coming out rugged. Same thing, John came out that way. And he was preaching in the wilderness, yet his voice was touching men in the city. He had no public address system. He was not shouting as I am shouting today. No, he was only communicating with nature. And yet, because the air itself was in favor of the word of God, it carried the wind of the voice of John into the palace, and the king could not sleep.
Yeah.
And so the king was even the one who disturbed the Pharisees. You have a new preacher in the wilderness, you don't tell me. And they said they never knew. They were not aware. Because they have become so religious. Let me tell you, when it is a dangerous thing to be born a message believer. It's worse to be born a Christian. I prefer those Muslims in Nigeria, if you see them, when they were born Muslims, and then one day they caught a revelation and they then become Christians, you don't stand near them. Because their life, you can't talk them out of what they have believed.
Amen.
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 But when you were born it, you become so familiar, it is nothing to you.
Yes.
It is nothing, you can play with it, you can, you know it's always there.
Yeah.
But it's a dangerous ground to tread upon.
Yeah.
There in northern Nigeria, you can't pretend to be a Christian. You are inviting death. Because once in every month, these Muslim people run in there, throw 2-3 grenades. 18 people are killed in one service. And they know the timing. When people are worshiping and taking in the spirit, they just worship. You know, they are closing their eyes. Then they put it. Nobody can escape. Amen. So, would you want to pretend to be a Christian there? You wouldn't try. You wouldn't want to try. So, we find out that this John, he was a different person. Then, God made it so well that the parents will die in that age that he came, so that they will not be ashamed of him. Because people will go to the Elizabeth. Is this what you waited for many years to bring? But yet, he was the one to identify truth to the people. They didn't know him. Religious people did not know him. He was not in the register of the pastors. Everything was just kept like that. And then John continued.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of what type of soap he used in taking his bath?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. John used the sand, the sand by the side of the river, to scrub his body.
Mm-hmm.
If you are passing and see him doing that, and he's your cousin, would you tell your friend that's my cousin? You would. You. If your cousin, even if the friend goes, is that your cousin John? We are not related. Spirit, flesh, and blood, we are not related. You will deny him. Amen. So he was like that. He must be rejected of this world so that he can identify God.
Yes.
Same thing. Same thing with us today. If we must identify truth, then we must sacrifice friendship. We must sacrifice everything that is not of God. We must sacrifice it. Listen, you think that you need those things so much. I tell you, they need you more than you need them.
Yes.
Yeah. When you have identified truth and you stand in the truth, the days will come when they will come back to you.
Right.
Amen. Amen. So everything turned away from John, and John was alone. His friends were the serpents and the scorpions.
Yes.
Amen. The wild beast was there with them all the time. And then he learned their ways by their actions. When each time he walked near the city, he saw people, men who behave like serpents. He saw people who behave like foxes. He saw people who behave like dogs. He saw them because he saw the character of the beast in the life of human beings. You can be in the city, and then you see him, people around you. You know, you think everybody is normal. Let me tell you, when somebody who understands nature comes, you see him just holding his head and folding his hand. So what are these animals doing in Singapore? That's the thing. It's true, because you think that you are just, as you are a human, that you have the same mind. No. There are some people walking, their legs are not touching the ground. They are sick.
Yeah.
Amen. When a man is not anointed with the Spirit of God, brother, that person is an animal.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. It's not an insult. We're not talking to anybody. Amen. We're just telling you that if, except for the Spirit of God, a man is not normal.
Right.
Amen. That's why Jesus said, you must be born again.
Amen.
So John came preaching, and then he had his disciples. You see, Our focus today is on the disciples of John. The disciples of John were divided, as every other ministry. There must be this division. It's part of God's program. They were divided among themselves. Some people were adjured to be too forward. Maybe like the Peter group and the John. They were all there. They've suffered with him. They've labored with him. They saw him. They were with him in all his trials and all the time. He never rained. John never rained. He was all the time on the downstream, just there, and the people waited with him. They suffered with him. So one day, he announced the Messiah. There be one standing among you, whose shoe larger that cannot unloose. He it is that is going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost of fire, not many days from today. And the Bible says the next day, Jesus came walking. Listen, he knew Jesus as his cousin, but he didn't know him as the Messiah.
Right, that's right.
The Bible says so.
Yeah.
He said it. He mentioned it twice in the mouth of two or three, because the truth is coming. He made it two times statement. Verse 20, what verse 31? Can we read it? John chapter 1. Let's go back to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. John chapter 1. I want to read from verse 29. This statement is in verse 31, and the other one is in 35 or so. It says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. Amen. And I knew him not. But that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bear record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and abode upon him, and I knew him not again. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
I knew him not, he said, twice. Amen. What did he not know? He didn't know that his cousin was
right.
Going to be the Messiah.
That's true.
Amen. Because he was not yet the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He was in the making. It has to be so that our salvation can be, amen, can be a legal salvation. God does not bully the devil. No. The victory we have received is a legal one. It is not a fake thing. So anywhere, a child as small as 2 years, 1 year, one year child cannot talk, but if that 1 year child can say in the name of Jesus, Satan will definitely bow.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Because there is victory in the name.
Amen.
A legal victory. In the body of flesh.
Yes, sir.
When he said that.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Victory. Amen.
The apostles or the disciples of John, they looked at him. Whether he was sure. That day they were quiet.
Yes, sir.
But the next day,
amen.
Bible says he was still there doing his business as usual. And then Jesus was passing. And he pointed, said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the whole earth, the whole world. Some people took drastic steps that very moment. Steps that some people in this generation are afraid to take. They went straight to the word.
Mm.
Amen. They've been with John more than 10 years. Amen. First, they were listening to him from a distance. Then they became regular listeners. Then they became disciples. Hear what I'm saying? First, they were listening to him among the people. There's one madman in the wilderness making some noise. Can you go see him? Okay, let's go see him. And they go back. The people. What kind of a human being? Look at his hair. Look at his teeth. Oh, look at his nails. It's really the devil in the making. But then he started speaking, the reason, but he says certain things that are strange.
Amen.
That, what is he talking about? Is he talking about our king, Herod? Only Herod I knew that I was taking his brother's wife. But we can't ask him. He's not a normal human being. He could turn loose. He could be wild. Then they kept coming regularly. Then they started identifying with him from a distance. Then they came closer. And then they knew that he was a man sent from God. The only man on earth that had the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. No other one.
Amen.
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 So they followed him. Yes, our father, Zebedee, had talked about you. They told their father about him. They brought their father to see him. And once he looked at him, because he was an older man, he knew that this is an unusual person. Then they continued. But he told them, this is not the final gospel. I've come to identify the Messiah. One of these days, I'm going to show it to him. And so that will be the focus. Today, the bride of Christ
Amen.
Is supposed to be waiting for the rapture.
Yeah.
But how can we be raptured when some of us are already in the millennium? Amen.
Lord.
And then, you know, it doesn't offend some of us. It doesn't offend others. Yeah. You say, oh, brother, that brother believes. You say, that brother believes in millennium. Amen. Please correct yourself. That person believes in millennium. Mm-hmm. Amen. Brother Graham was very careful about the word brothers and sisters. Yes. So, if you have nothing to wait for, then you have no reason to live.
Right. Yeah.
Just apply for death.
Amen.
Amen. That's true. If you have nothing to wait for in this particular time, it means, Singapore is not all the world, or Asia is not all the world, or whatever. There are people who go to the moon. Things are happening outside there. They are outside this earth. Things are still happening. So for you to just sit down here and think, oh, because there's a lot of money and there's a lot of things, then, but in the millennium, you're still good to see the doctor. Terrible. Amen. It's like that. They were still among the disciples of John. They were there. Remember, this particular John, when the priest sent people from Jerusalem to ask John, who he was. They were specific in their asking. They never came to say, John, are you Isaiah? They never asked that question. They were not expecting Isaiah. Mm-hmm. They were not expecting Jeremiah. They were not expecting Daniel. They came, they asked three questions from verse 19 of John chapter 1. Say, are you Christ? He said, no. Now, he was not answering them by the words of their mouth. He was answering them by the content of their heart. That's the prophet. A prophet, you remember Jesus said, we do not judge by the outward judgment. God does not judge outwardly. So if God will not judge outwardly, there is something you can come, you talk. He knows that your talking and your thinking does not rhyme. He takes what you think and he judges you by that. Art thou Christ? He said, no, I'm not. Then they asked the second question. Are you Elijah? Are you Elias? Now that's where what I'm saying is, he was not following their mouth. He was following their heart. Because in their heart, they had a picture of the Elijah they were asking. They were expecting the Elijah in the last page and the last two chapter verses of their Torah, their Old Testament. John was not that. So he said, I am not. Okay, and they asked him finally, are you about that prophet? There was a prophet Moses talked about. Amen.
Amen.
I wonder why they were asking him about that prophet and Christ. Because that prophet is supposed to be Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
That prophet that Moses talked about in Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 15 was supposed to be Christ. The Lord thy God shall send a prophet shall raise a prophet like unto me among you. Him shall thou hear, and it shall come to pass that any soul that do not hearken to that prophet shall be cut out from amongst the people.
Right.
So they asked him, about that prophet? He said, no. They had a little communion. They talked together. Then they came back. If you are not Christ, you are not Elijah, and you are not that prophet, why do you baptize? Then he told them, maybe you can know the scripture.
Yeah.
I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness.
Amen.
Make straight the rugged roads, raise all valleys, and reduce all mountains.
Amen.
Well, they knew that scripture, but they didn't know where to place the scripture. Because until they are able to place that scripture, then they will place that scripture to say that he is Elijah. Amen. But they were unable to place the scripture. Hallelujah. So that's not the problem. And so they left. They left confused. But his disciples, he had explained to them the content of his ministry. The final focus was to identify Christ, the Messiah. And then he did it that day. And when he pointed him, the group was divided. Some people followed. They went to Jesus. Rabbi, show us your place of where do you live? And say, come! John never said Jesus was taking away his members. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You don't want to see it that way? How can you know that Andrew was John's disciple?
Yes.
And became Jesus' disciple while John was still ministry. Is that true?
Right. Yeah.
Peter said, John said. So how come that Jesus came to take somebody's member?
Yeah.
No, it was those who were left behind that didn't hear well. On the day of that baptism, John made a statement that thou might increase and I may decrease. Everybody had the other. This is the Lamb of God. Everybody had that.
Right.
But that I might decrease for you to increase, few people had that. Not everybody that had that. And those who had knew that the ministry of John was about landing.
Yeah.
Amen. They had started descending. Amen. So it will land for another one to take off. Because there is only one burden, one rod that God gave to Adam that was lost. That is the same rod that will run through the family line till the rapture takes place. There's only one ministry from the beginning that will run through till the end comes. Amen. So, when he said that, few people heard that. And those few walked along. They went to Jesus.
Amen.
And when they got there, they were with him.
Amen.
He kept time. I would actually tell you that all the while that John was still alive, Jesus was not doing any major thing. He was just there, you know, just a normal ministry thing. Going about doing good. Those days of the goodness. Going about doing good waiting. And immediately John died. The Bible says he removed himself and went into the other place. That's where he felt the multitude and set out the pattern for his ministry. Amen. And when he did that, those who were with him knew that the phase of the ministry had changed. And then they continued. Now, let us examine. History repeats itself. Is that true?
Yeah, amen.
History is always repeated. We found out that in this age we have another type of John. Amen. Because John the Baptist at the beginning was to identify Christ. And then over the ages, this Christ, which is the Word, was lost. Christ in what form now? He was actually going to identify Christ the person in his first coming. Amen. But before the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, God must raise a prophet to identify Christ the Word. Amen.
Yeah.
Are we together?
Yes.
Now, and that person that God will raise it must be equated. There must be a straight line from John to that particular prophet also. Because the voice that we heard in 1933, when I say we heard, at least we were told, we know who said it. And we know that the prophet is a very sincere man, he wouldn't lie. But we had witnesses. That voice said, as John the Baptist forerun my first coming, so will your message forerun my second coming.
Amen.
Okay. Now, that is enough key for us to hold and for us to properly identify the ministry of the prophet and the purpose of God's sending this messenger. We have to look at John and see where the people that followed John failed and where they made it right. And those who succeeded till the end. Paul went to Ephesus. And Apollos was in Corinth. 20 years, over years, after the death of Jesus Christ. And Apollos was an apostle, knowing only the baptism of John. Why? Because of those who stayed behind with John. They had formed a group out of their ignorance. And they have created problems. And here comes a sincere man, Apollos. The Bible says he was fervent in spirit. And he was an eloquent man. But in all of the credit that he was given, he knew only the baptism of John. And he went there teaching that sincerely.
Yes.
Thank God, like I said this morning, that we should start getting useful in the hands of the Lord. Thank God for Priscilla and Aquila. There were no pastors. There are no ministers. They are just brothers and sisters in the church. But they attended his meeting. Yes. Anybody that has got gold will never be afraid to say, bring your gold, let us test it. You know that you have gold. It's real gold. And they say, oh, let's test it. No, my gold can't stand fire, you know, because there's something wrong with your gold. Bring it. Let us wait. Is it gold indeed? So, they went there, they listened to this Apollos. And Apollos preached all the time. When he preached, he ended in John. All the time he preached, he ended in John. And, you know, it's like you sitting down, following a message, and you know that this message is going to go somewhere. And their spirit was lifted, but all the time, it ended in John. And then they waited. The wife said, let's go. It's the meeting is over. I said, no, let's invite this man of God to our home. No, it's not necessary. No. I just feel. Let's invite him. And they went to Apollos. They appreciated him. That's a good spirit. What a wonderful message you've preached. We love your message. We are great. Can you please just join us for supper tonight? And he said, okay. And he came over. Maybe one or two persons, and they came together. And then, politely, with wisdom, he that winneth a soul is wise. They start to put to him. Say, yes, you know you were talking about John the other time. Say, yes. He was a great man. Sure. Start talking about that. Let's start from there. But you know that John pointed something? Say, did he? Yes. Say, but Johnson didn't tell me about that. Yeah. Maybe Johnson just kept it privately, but John pointed something. He said, one day, this is the Lamb of God that taken away the sin of the world.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
A star. Amen. Yes. You don't look at the star to get to where you are going to. Like this. Amen. Or the sun. This I've just done now is even hurting my eyes. I've just looked at this light. Now maybe I want to. It's daytime. Program say some people just come out and pretend they are not seeing the sun. No, the sun is not there, and they take their touch light. Where's the touch? There's something. They take a touch light. Under the. Just. In 12 noon, you put in a torchlight to go somewhere. And the sun is there. No, I'm just seeing it's not there, bro. It's not there. Let me just, Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The sun is there. Even if you pretend it's not there, that's your problem, but you know it's there. Even your mind, your heart will not lie. So, yeah. So, you're acting very. Very well. Your film will sell. Amen. So, yes, he pointed something. He pointed to the Messiah. Did he? Who is this Messiah? I said, the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah. You know, anybody that is meant for truth will not attack truth.
Amen.
Even when he doesn't know, he will be quiet. He will wait. Because there's something going on in his heart. A seed of God cannot make mistake.
Amen.
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 It is after the Lord had rescued you from the fallen state. Then it is now your choice. But Abraham said, after you have received the Holy Ghost, any other thing is your choice. Amen. Maybe you want your Holy Ghost to be dried. You can, you know, reduce it and dry it up, and then you're not used to just be there. Or else, you say, I've heard this many things. We're back home in Nigeria. When we go for ministers meeting, somebody will just start and bang the table. The bride cannot be deceived. I say, oh good. It's a common saying.
Yes.
Amen. I say, but let me show you a scripture. But for the sake of the elect, those days should be shortened.
Yeah.
If not, so.
Yes.
So what will the elect be doing that the days will be shortened? They miss the rapture.
Yes.
Amen. You are said, in small assembly like this, we are small here. Small group of people. A group of people as small as we can. We still quarrel among them ourselves. Is that not so? Mm-hmm. In the family. A family of one, a father, a mother, and three children. They still quarrel. How much more this big family? And then, when the quarrel comes, you know, you're so, I regret even being born here. Ah, oh, you sure? Are you sure? You regret being born there? Okay, you could try Africa. Maybe make a mistake. Come on, we welcome you. There's no space, enough land. Enough desert to enough white antelopes. Yeah, come try. Amen.
Yeah.
You see, but what am I trying to pull out here? We still can't get along in this small group. And then we pretend not to answer the question that God is asking us in our deepest mind, in our spirit. When you finally make your own personal rapture, will you not meet that brother? I'm giving you at least a room for a personal rapture, not a private rapture, you know. No, you just pay for it, it's a private rapture. You know, you go to a hotel, you know, something, there's 5-star, there's 7-star, there's 2-star, even there's 0-star, anyone. Then you just, I want to be just a private rapture. And then you get on to that private rapture, then you must also pay for a private heaven.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is one bride, one woman that he is going to get married to.
Amen.
And
thank you.
This body, these parts must perfectly unite with one another.
Amen.
And overcome all form of schism.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
And what will unite them?
Yes,
it must be, thus says the Lord,
Amen.
Which is this Bible, the Word of God.
Amen.
That Abraham came to explain to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be your name.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So they spoke to Apollos with so much love. And then the Bible says they showed him the way of God more perfectly. They never said he didn't know the way of God. He was with John. John was an authority in the time he spoke. But John said that he's pointing, he came to identify Isaiah chapter 40 verse 9. Say to the house of Judah, behold thy God. That's what he had come to point at. When he pointed that, those who were alert in the spirit, who had ears to hear what the spirit said, they make a move. They moved. Amen. Now, you may not understand. Here in Singapore, it's very okay. But I have been privileged by the grace of God to have emails which I store them. Those mails, I don't joke with them. I keep them. In fact, I keep them in a separate place so that if the whole world's internet would be virus, my mails would still be there because they are the reference points. I preached in Uganda. And if any phone rings, that becomes mine. Amen. I preached in Uganda. And when I left, a woman sent a mail to me. She said, a pastor, that was good preaching. She said, but did that pastor you fellowship with tell you that he's gotten a second wife? And he said he got that from the message. And the thing hit me. I said, well. Then I wrote back to her. I said, sister, can you give me your number? I'm going to call you. And then she gave me a number and I called her. This man talked and cried and talked and talked. He said, we were Catholics going on very fine. Everything was good for us. We had everything going peacefully. Then we saw the truth. Oh, our heart jumped. Only for the truth to disappoint us. I said, sister, truth does not disappoint. But some men have crept in unawares and have troubled the children of God.
Yes.
Singapore has not escaped from that also. Because you people are very friendly, you love visitors, they come from left and right and they trouble you. Amen.
Right.
They trouble you with this thing. Number one, the easiest way is to divide a family. Remember that Brother Abraham said, just as we were talking this morning, Brother Abraham made a statement when he said that when he saw the preview of the bride where they were marching, they marched in their nations. Is that true?
Right.
Yes. Because when you talk about resurrection, he said, those in this other side will resurrect first before this other side. Because they see the Son first before these other people. So, if he recognizes this, then we should be careful to know that we cannot have one spirit, we cannot have the same word, and then, amen, and then have a disagreement. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. There must be a place of a unifying factor. Is this okay?
Yes.
Okay. There must be, we must see face to face. We must learn to see, tolerate one another. Because the body, the finger will not say, oh, you see, each time they go to eat, I carry the food and then it goes to the mouth. Why not put it through, find a way to put it so I too can be the one eating. And the body, and maybe the head is having a headache and then you need to go to the medicine store there and then the legs say, I'm tired, I'm not going anywhere. Can the head move? So let the head move, let the head move out, and then you know that that is death to the whole body.
Right.
So everyone must feel the pain of one another, everyone must also tolerate the weakness of one another, but then unite by the word of God. The same blood runs through the whole body. Amen. But sometimes you feel scratches and you have to scratch. Is that true? It's not the whole body scratching. And yet their hand, this right hand will not complain. Say, oh, but it's on the left hand side, the left should scratch. And then the left is fine. I'm not getting there. Try. It's in all your side. When it's lost in my side, don't come. Amen. Everybody must make sacrifices. Brother said something. He said, if a man will draw a big circle, or he draw a small circle around about himself, he said he will come and draw a bigger circle and enclose him. And still call him brother. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, in the line of what we are still saying, they spoke with Apollos, and the Bible says Apollos was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what actually happened. When they say he was shown the word of God more perfectly, it must have ended with the baptism.
Yes.
Because in the next chapter, the Bible says Paul was also talking to the saints in Ephesus. They also.
Right.
It was the same case. They were disciples. They were ministers. But they knew only the baptism of John. Why? It's around way over 25 years. They knew only the baptism of John. What was the missing link? But there were people also who were disciples of John the Baptist that were with Christ. They have identified Christ. And they were not only there now. They were not only now with the body of Christ. Oh, we have to be the body of Christ. They were already receiving. They received the Holy Ghost and they were walking. The Lord, the Holy Ghost was walking in them through. It was walking through the apostles with signs and wonders. Confirming the Lord himself, confirming the word of God in their mouth. Where? You see, 100 miles, million miles away from where these people were. Yet, they were all believers. Amen. But you see, what we are unable to finish, when we are unable to finish well, we debar certain others innocent ones who do not have clearer pictures, who do not have a clear picture of what God, amen, because there's nothing you have that you did not receive. The Bible says so. You can just say, I received this. No, you were given from God. Before you talk about the revelation, oh, this man has got this revelation, this one has got this revelation, oh, this one got greater. If the animal is not killed, the blood will not be spilled. So the killing is done by the Lord. He cut it open for us to see. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Galatians chapter 5. Stay coming. Galatians chapter 5. Let's see what might have been the humble discussion of Priscilla and Aquila to Apollos and Paul to the disciples in Ephesus. In Galatians chapter 5, we read just one verse. Am I in Galatians chapter 5? Yes. Galatians, rather. Sorry. Okay, Galatians chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. Ye did wrong well. Who hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. Amen. He's not talking about maybe how you run. I said you ran very well. You were in the track, you were running. In fact, you finished first. But you were in another man's lane. Amen. You know, this track and field event.
Yes.
Okay? They start on your mark, set, and you went wild. You were running zigzag, going everywhere. Ha! Everybody is seeing you, and you are scattered the whole line, broken everything. What a record. You even broke the record in pieces. And you got there, you finished the line, and you were not even tired. You were still vibrating. And then the umpire was still waiting for the next man. I said, can't you see me? I said, don't worry, we're coming. And they received the other man, they looked at his time. But I finished first. His time is not necessary. They say, yes, you ran well, but you didn't obey truth.
Right.
Truth must run in a direction. In God, there is continuity. You can't stop God. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Because when you stop God, you want to trap him in tradition. Mm-hmm. Can't work. Look at this. When God spoke to Adam, it is not good for you to be alone. Actually, God was trapped in time. I will explain that. God is eternal. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so he chose to step out of eternity and step into time.
Mm-hmm.
For what purpose? To return back to eternity. Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Adam did not fall, will God return back to eternity?
Mm-hmm.
He's trapped.
Yeah.
So, he came only to achieve a purpose. So, Adam was blocking the way. Adam was there blocking the way. He's not going, God will want to redeem. Oh, who will he redeem? Who will redeem this righteous Adam? It's not possible. God wants to save. Who will he save? This same righteous Adam? Adam alone there. Everything is in control. He's just there. Amen. But God had to move him away. Adam, just leave the road. Let me pass. I will restore you. It's a deal. Yes. And he removed him, and Adam actually fell. Because he gave him the woman. And from the woman, everything started coming. All of us came with our problems. We are all here. Amen. And then we are restored by the same seed of the woman. Amen. And then we are going to achieve, God himself will get back to eternity. Because he has come up from that trap. Now watch it. There must be one straight line from eternity to eternity. So, how can you just stop God on the road?
Right.
Mm. You don't want him to get to eternity? You want to trap him again?
Mm.
No, and you're even trapping him wrongly.
Mm.
You can't trap him. Amen. He must have, it's like water. I come over at this man, the other time I came, I look and say, What's the measurement? What's the size of Singapore? Ah, it's getting bigger. Where are you getting the land? Hey, gaining water. Gaining land from the water. Hey, as those. Water never submits to anyone, any man's authority like that. He must always sign his way. When he's tired, he's tired coming out from the building everywhere. Amen.
Right.
Each time there is this earthquake, do know that this earth gives way. And certain things under the ground, you've covered the sand with water, but there's still water under. So it must still have a flow, it must still flow. So the same thing with the light of God. The light of God, which is the word of God. There were people who rejoiced so much about the ministry of Noah. And when they came up, the sons of Noah said, "Our father, he built the ark, and the ark sustained us to have life." But now, God was interested to raise a nation through Abraham.
Right.
If you like it or not, whether you like it or not, if you're not identified with Abraham, you're not in peace.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so Lot followed Abraham. They were going. And then Lot called Abraham and said, "Uncle, aren't you tired? Every time the Lord will, the world will. He still, I thought that this ministry we shall have arrived." Listen, you don't arrive anywhere. Our destination is not here. Amen.
Amen.
Our destination is Christ.
Amen.
Once you are in Christ, you have arrived, and it's going to take you there.
Hallelujah.
We don't know the way. It is He that knows the way that will take you to the place.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Lot separated. When he separated, we know his end.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And then maybe another person will come and say, "Oh, you see, didn't you see Moses? These Jews actually, they were talking about Moses. God didn't tell Moses that he's going to send John the Baptist. He told Moses he's going to send Christ, the Messiah." So they were talking about Moses all the time. They were talking about Moses, that when the prophet actually arrived, you know, he said, "This prophet will be like unto me."
Yeah.
So maybe those who were there might have asked, "How was this Moses? How was what height was he? What was the size of his belly? What was the size of his feet? What shoe size will he wear? Whatever." And then when they were, "You're going to be a prophet," they look at, they judge him by, he's not even as hot as Moses living.
Mm-hmm.
So they were judging on the outward.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because they said, "They're prophet like unto me." They had the word. They never had what the Spirit was saying. "The prophet that like unto me shall he raise. Him would I hear." So they were looking for a Moses to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And they missed him. And then finally, when Jesus came, to every statement he made, they compared it with that of Moses. Is that so?
Uh-huh.
Until somebody rose up and challenged that, "You don't even believe Moses." Amen.
Uh-huh.
Because to them, believing Moses was the final authority. Uh-huh. But understanding Moses would be better. Amen. Understanding what God was saying through Moses, I think, is the best. Because the product that God was fashioning through Moses was there standing before them. And they did not recognize him. Amen. So the straight line will continue to run its course. Say, "But you have run well. But what hindered you not to obey the truth?" Where did they fail it? If they ran well, where did they fail? So it's not in running. It is not how well you are doing. It is not how well people are commending you. It is not how wide people are receiving you. People are like getting this good recognition. "Oh yes, he's a brother. Oh yes, he's good." People say this, but is it what the word of God is also saying concerning you? Amen.
Yes.
The word of God does not lead you to confusion.
Yes. Right. Amen.
Check.
Amen.
The word of God does not lead you to confusion.
Yes. Yes,
mm-hmm. I was preaching in Congo the first time. I started preaching 15, 16 minutes into the preaching. Two heavy men came. Brother Lifese, I've been here. Is that not so?
Yes.
No, Brother Lifese is a Congolese. He's the smallest among his people. Brother Gans saw them. They are huge people. So they walked up to the pulpit, and I thought they were trying to adjust the microphone. That's why anywhere I preach, you don't come touch the microphone. I just sit away. And they carried me when I thought they are away. Maybe they want to change my position. And it went at them 1, 2, they swept. Yeah! They threw me off. Amen. It happened.
Yes.
Many things. I keep reminding people, the prophet said that the elect will not persecute the elect.
Yeah. Yes.
So if you are the elect, check, are you persecuting somebody?
Hmm. Right.
Hmm. Consider it.
Yes,
we cherish the word of Brother Bram so much, but we don't cherish the life of Brother Bram. Look at his life.
Right.
Look at his life.
Amen.
If he sat on this chair,
yes,
and somebody came in and said, ah, that was where I was sitting, he never argues. He shifts to the next available one. Right. In fact, if there's nothing to stand, he could sacrifice. He could tolerate.
Amen.
If you cannot sacrifice, God can walk with you.
Right. Yeah.
I think I want to have a new phone. If there's something that Amen. You know, he could sacrifice. People, those that work with him, we had the likes of Tommy Osborne,
mm-hmm.
We had Honorable, we had people that were close to him. You saw it on photographs, they were always there.
Yeah.
When he was away, they murmured, they didn't like him. But when he was there, they find the same today. Those generation of people must continue. Amen. The right generation will continue. Remember, God has never been with the majority.
Amen.
You take it. Look at it. When has God ever been with the majority?
Yeah.
So you see, we who think like this, who follow like this, we are the majority and then no, we are right. Any other person is wrong. No. God has never been with the majority because God is always doing a new thing. He's always doing a new thing. He's always cutting out his road. He's always coming out. He's always going. He's always on the move. The light does not stay in a place. The light dwells in the way it goes.
Right.
It travels. And the light is the word of God. When you have the light of God, you can't be stagnant. The Catholics are Catholics because they became stagnant. The Methodists are Methodists because they stopped.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
The Pentecostal, those who received Pentecost, they received Pentecost and they became Pentecostals. Because they stopped.
Right.
Amen. And people have received the message of Brother Abraham and they have stopped.
Right. Yeah.
Well, how did they stop? They just stopped there.
Yes,
they stopped up to the level that they cannot tolerate their brother to say, okay, brother, you may be wrong, but I'll keep praying for you and I'll wait until the change comes. The people in this message who are asking God for a prayer, they don't even have a pastor.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I tell you the truth. They don't have a pastor. It's somewhere, everywhere. It's not only here in Singapore. Everywhere. I go all these places, I meet. And each time they come to listen to the word of God, they come to find fault. I just told you what happened to me in the Philippines. I was just talking to a oneness pastor, UPC pastor, and this man is standing up, oh no, it's not like that. I said, I can respect you because you are elderly. But that which is behind me or which is in front of me might not tolerate you. So you be careful because I know. The man who threw me off, the pastor who threw me off in Congo, he was beaten the whole night. I don't know what beat him up. Yes. And that's why I preached that message and I finished it. When I was leaving Congo, I was to leave Congo in a week. And I said, how can I leave this place? I have a feeling that God wants to do something. Yeah, I stayed back. I canceled that ticket and I lost it. And I stayed back and I started preaching. From one person to a 10 group and then to the church. Their churches are always big. And then I kept preaching there until the Lord did what he wanted to do. Amen. God must always have his way. He is not interested in the whole nation. No. He is interested in the people that he has called out for himself. That he has called for his name. And those people must not be the majority. They must not be widely accepted.
Yes, sir.
And they must not be pronounced.
Amen.
It has always been like that.
Yeah.
Today, we have a mainstream in the message of Abraham that is very pronounced.
Right.
This man believes that the thunder is revealed. This man believes that the thunder is not revealed. This man believes that something is going to be revealed. But they come together and they repent.
Right.
So long you just mentioned the name of Abraham, everybody is comfortable.
Yeah.
That is wickedness.
Amen.
For two cannot walk together except they be agreed.
That's the truth.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I stand before a mirror as I get back home after this message, I just stand in the mirror and then I see my hair. I have long hair and white skin. Then maybe you think I will smile as you are smiling. In fact, I'll run away because something is happening.
Right.
Yes, when you stand before the mirror, you're supposed to see the realness of yourself.
Amen.
Is that so? Same thing. If you stand before this, there's only this one mirror here.
Yes.
If you stand before this mirror in genuinity, you're supposed to see the real you. The real you should appear in this mirror. But when you look at the scripture and then you pretend that nothing is happening, it's like a man who stands in the mirror, he's an American, and then he looks like an Indian. And he doesn't complain. He's an African who looks like an Arabian, then he doesn't complain. It's okay. I'm appearing like that. Mondays I appear like an American. On Tuesday I could be Chinese. Even on Wednesday I could be even Sudanese. Then there's a problem. If you are, there should be one picture that should be very clear, and that is Christ.
Amen.
When you look at the, we say that when you look at that. Let's read that scripture again in Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. It says in verse 8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of this of the world, and not after Christ. After the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Remember, we have said this about John. In the three questions they ask him if he was Christ, he said no. If he was Elijah, he said no. If he was that prophet, he said no. Now, in the second one, if he was Elijah, we know, for the benefit of those, we know that some people among us need to really explain this for them to understand. Even Jesus Christ, he came and said, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. But I want you to understand that the disciples were asking him because they were current with the teachings of the scribes. Does it not surprise you that the scribes were also studying? They knew that Elijah, before the great and dreadful day, Elijah should appear. They knew it.
Right.
Then when the apostles saw Moses and Elijah, they were doubting, what is this? But the scribes say that Elijah must first come before disappearing. And he said, truly Elijah shall first come and restore all things. Do you know what all things are? The word of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You see, the word of God was not lost. It was men that were lost.
Amen. That's right.
The word of God was ever in his place.
That's right.
The truth was there. It's only that people put some blanket and covered the truth.
Amen.
People tried to set it on fire thinking it has burned. It didn't burn. But the truth has always been there.
Amen.
Because Brother Brown never came to rewrite the Bible. No. He picked it up and said, let's go to Genesis chapter 3. And when they turned it, he explained what was written there, and people picked up their Bible and walked out. So we will never associate with you again.
Yeah.
How can you be saying these kind of things, statement in the house of God? Don't you know that we need to be careful of what we speak? No. The Bible was made new because God has sent a man to identify, to explain it. Amen. So when he did that, he brought everything alive. Everything that he does. Revival is bringing the world alive.
Amen.
There was revival of the world in the life of men. And that many million believed. But how many?
Yeah.
How many of the many millions in the world? He turned the world seven times or so. How many of the many million that believed, that raised up their hand, that received healing? How many today, if Brother Bram should have a peep up and say, and count the heads of them, how many will he count? That are standing in, that are fulfilling the purpose of his ministry.
Right.
How many?
Amen.
I went to a house of a pastor in Uganda, and I was just there in the morning, and I said, "Brother, we could just discuss, have some discussion in the scripture." He was looking for his Bible. I can tell you. He was looking for it. He shouted, "I kept this thing somewhere." He called the Bible this thing. "I kept it somewhere. I don't know what." He was shouting and vibrating. And I was just, oh my God. What have I caused? I'm supposed to have been. Why am I so forward? I'm supposed to forget about what discussion we have. Amen. So if you don't know where your Bible is, what are you preaching?
Amen.
What are you preaching? What are you preaching? Amen. We can edit the word of men and do this and do that, but we can't tamper with the word.
Amen.
It's always there. Forever, O Lord. Where in the days of David?
Amen.
Thy word is settled in heaven. Can't be changed.
Amen.
It has been settled. Amen. It has been tested. It has been proven. It has been confirmed.
Hallelujah.
But men lack the revelation. That's why God, He did it well to hide the same revelation. Because He wants us to be identified. You must identify with the John the Baptist.
Amen.
For you to see Christ.
Amen.
You must always
Amen.
Identify with the ministry of Brother Abraham. You must
Amen.
Identify to see the light. That's
Amen.
It. It is not given to two men. No. There's not one and a half. No. You must identify with John. Then he will point you and say, "That's him. Go to him." All those who try to say, "Okay, the priest said, maybe Nicodemus and so on. Ah, with John, don't mind him, he's a nice man." Pastor, there's this man we met in the wilderness, we went to fetch firewoods, and we met this John. Ah, don't mind him, he's nothing. We will show, we can show you. We are waiting for the Messiah. In fact, very soon the king can call us because he might be born in Herod's home. So because they refuse to identify with John, they will not see Christ. They will become the enemies of Christ. That's it. And that's what they became. The same way today, those who refuse to identify with the ministry of Brother Abraham, they will see it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But then we still have an in-house problem. Those who identify with John and will not be able to see what John is showing them, they also failed.
Yeah.
And the majority. Today also, those who identify with the ministry of Brother Abraham, and Rabbi said to them, said, "Return back to the middle of the road." You know the middle of the road?
Amen.
It's the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Voice of God came up. When I was in Uganda, I supported I assisted Voice of God in distributing books and everything. And then that's the year they were sharing this tape player and other stuff. And then they said, "Okay, I said, I wanted to say, no, brother, we gave this thing by heads. So you go to Nigeria and apply the gift to you." I went to Nigeria. You know, my country is very complicated. And we like it that way. Because if you try to change the thing, you just maintain and allow. So that you're not. Majority is that. When you try to change somebody, he doesn't want to change. You just change your position. You might turn and look at your side. So we went to the Voice of God meeting. They say, then somebody stood up and said, "Yes. We called this meeting because a brother presented this gift, the Voice of God, to be shared to all ministers so that we can hear the voice of the prophet." And he made a statement, say, "You must play this tape in every service, every Sunday." I lifted up my hand. Amen.
Right.
I wouldn't want to be a hypocrite.
Right.
Amen. I must not play the tape every Sunday. Because we have a regular service. But if we saw before the service starts, it could be our prelude. Those who come early can listen. But we will make sure that these tapes and the books get round.
Amen.
The believers.
Yes. Amen.
God is also doing something. If what I receive from the message of the program and the word of God, I bring, put together to what God is giving to the church today. And I said, "Brother, say you are very small. You are too small to talk among us." And I said to them, I said, "Okay." I said, "You see that man you are talking about? I've seen him 3 times. How many times have you seen him?" And I'm saying this with all humility. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you this testimony. I've seen him 3 times. And each time that he told me something, that, you know, we are Africans and you are Chinese or Indians or whatever, God works with you this just the way you understand him.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Each of the three times I saw Brother Branham, and what he told me, I would like to tell you about the last one. I was in a very strict condition in Congo. I want to go to Zambia. There was this convention going on. And I was just praying to the Lord. I have no ticket. I have no accommodation, whatever. I was just praying to the Lord, myself and Brother Bitwa. We just praying. And Brother Bitwa said to me, he came up and said, "Brother, I just feel that you sleep in my room today." I said, "No, what's wrong with the place I'm sleeping?" "No, I just feel like that." So, what do you mean I sleep in your room? So, no. "Brother, please, you go sleep in my room." So, they prepared the place and I went to sleep. So that night, I woke up in the night around maybe 1 a.m. I just had a prayer. I was so tired, I couldn't even pray. I was just weak and distressed, bottomed out. Walked out, I was confused of what is going to happen. Then, I was not even in a good sleeping condition. I didn't take a nice position. I fell back like this. And that was not, I was in a vision. And I saw myself in an old African compound. That picture that I saw, it was confirmed to me there, right there in Zambia. I saw myself, I thought, what kind of place is this? And we used to do this pounding. You use grinder here, you know, blenders to grind your tomato. We use the mortar and then we were pounding. So I thought I was pounding some leaves, you know, some herbs. I was just pounding some herbs. And some hand touched me. And he left me and walked to my friend. I saw him. I was like, "Brother Brown, sir." I called him sir. And he said, "Are you preaching tomorrow?" I said, "Yes. In the convention." He said, "Don't worry, I will preach." He said that. He said, "Let me put these leaves." He cut a leaf, a particular leaf. I don't know where he was having it in his name. And he put it. He said, "Keep pounding." I said, "What is it for?" He said, "It is for the healing of the people." And he said, "You will see that the word is true. There will be healing there." In that particular conference, you can call Brother Fury, you can call any of these people, ask them. 6 cancer patients were healed. Doctors called us.
Amen.
They called and said, "Please, can we bring people?" I said, "No, it's not a business." I don't even know what happened. 6 cancer patients. I'm not talking about all other things. So I asked them, "This man you are talking about, this argument that I said, because I said I will not play the tape on a Sunday morning as a service, as part of the service, you said that you won't give it to me." I said, "I have seen him. I don't even need to give it to you. I can even buy it, but I have seen him. Have you seen him?" And if you have seen him, what did he tell you?
Right.
First time I saw him, he told me this: "Get out of this cage. Fly east." Each time I've tried going to Ghana, Ghana is just on the western side, right like this. So a few, I can check. If I check, because I'm a good journey walker. If I walk 2 days, I'm in Ghana. Yes. Just like this, if I hit up a 4 day journey, as fast as I will walk there and night and run, I will get there. I can't go to Ghana. Since the prophet told me that in the vision, that changed my life. That changed me from being one big bishop of one denomination to a pauper, as they call. Yeah. So, you know what happened? He said, "Get out of this cage, fly east." Every time I'm on the mission field, it's always going east. I have never been able to divert. So go the other way. It's not been possible. Then, this time I was coming, I missed my flight. And when I missed my flight, I was calculating my money. You know, we have a saying. We say that when a poor child has gotten a banana and he's roasting it in the fire, he can't be burnt. Because he will be careful to turn it very well, so it won't be burnt. So I was thinking, how am I going to pay this $50? It's going to reduce my money and whatever. Then I went to the leader and said, "You see, if somebody misses his flight, what happened?" He said, "You pay $50 and I give you a reconfirm you." I walked away. Then after about 30, 45 minutes, I came back and I saw one officer. I said, I meet my father, he cannot even tell me sorry. You can't tell me sorry. You can't even sympathize with the customer. And the devil said, sorry. What's your name, sir? Let me see your ticket. And then he wrote me this free 1-year ticket to come back to Asia anytime I wish. Without pain.
Amen.
I don't receive this because I said, but when I got this, I remembered the voice. Fly east. It's always like that. So I know what I'm talking about. That I am not ashamed of what I have believed.
Hallelujah.
Because it has delivered me from every form of confusion.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
If we will be humble in our hearts to look at the mirror and see that each time you look at the mirror, you see yourself.
Amen.
Then you tell yourself the truth.
Amen.
That where there is God, there is love.
Amen.
And where there is love, there is victory.
Amen.
Because there is truth. And where is God, if not in His Word? So when the saints of God in Singapore will be gathering, and the rapture is actually a gathering, it's an earthly gathering. Before they are gathered, they gathered here. The living will gather, then they gather with the dead, then they meet up with the Lord in the air. And then if we never agreed, how will we gather?
Brother James is the other side, but John is the other side. Avoid him. Let's stand here. Yeah, just come, just sit. But I can't add no. Okay, sister, we are together. You know? And then, it won't be that way. We need to break this self, this one-man denomination that we have started creating.
Yes, sir.
We need to
get ready to lose. Because he that will lose will gain. If you come to give an offering or come to worship and you find out that one has erred against you, it was not you who offended. Somebody offended you. He said, don't make that offering. Get back. Find out it was not the person offering that offended the other person. He was being offended. He said, get back. Get back and settle it. Get back and overcome. Get back and win your sister. Get back and win your brother. Get back and put the devil to shame.
Amen.
That's what he said.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Every believer in every nation. Because, do you know why it's going to be in every nation? In the millennium. Where you have believed, you are going to come back there. Are you aware? I was preaching a message the other time. Why Brother Abraham did not see Paul in beyond the curtain of time? Amen. Why didn't he see Paul? Why didn't he see the rest? But he saw only the people that he ministered to. That, you know, you can hear in the Bible says, he said to Jacob, and Jacob, thou will be gathered unto thy people.
Amen.
But let me tell you that the mystery of the seven thunders hold these secrets until they are gathered.
Right.
You might not be interested because Brother Abraham never preached it.
Yeah.
So I keep it.
Right.
That's true. Amen.
Amen.
That's true. Because of Brother Nice, why are you coming with this revelation? Where is he coming from? Well, I've seen him. And I believe nobody can talk me out of the ministry of Brother Abraham.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I've seen it and I understand it. That's what has happened. You know, a preacher told me once, maybe you know him. Say, Brother Nice, if you are of God, why do you have received all these persecutions when you travel? You were nearly killed in Egypt. You were stabbed in Uganda. They knocked your teeth off. I've lost a tooth because in Uganda, somebody came, he thought I was preaching against him. He hit me hard. And my the last molar there, or what you call the premolar, whatever, it went off. It just went off. I managed for a few days, few years after. Was it? No, it was 2010. One day, the pain was so much, brother. Brother Alfred, God bless you. The pain was so much, and I just put a spoon there. I used a spoon. I hit it out. My wife ran out. What's wrong with this man? Well, amen. You know, that's how we're trained in the military camp. We have no rules. Everything is a tool. So I hit it out. And I started jumping because the pain was
terrible.
But anything that wants to disturb me, I disturb that thing. So then he said, why, if God is with you, why is all this happening? And I said, brother, if you are not persecuted, then you are not also of God. That's what I know. And the letter is the truth.
Yeah.
If you are everywhere, oh brother, you nice, oh, I love you. Beware of such love. Love without correction, beware of such love. It will destroy you. You know, you see this thing like the people, this like gymnastic people, the bumps. They keep, he was like, jolly, they throw you. And they throw you and they start discussing. And then you free yourself. Oh, bam! Amen. Saints of God, I want to tell you, we Africans, we suffer more. We came out of slavery. Our uncles were taken to labor farms. They sold them into everywhere. Used them for all kinds of experiments. Somebody stood up and tried to end that. It ended. In fact, it was part of the war in America. Amen. And then colonization started. They gained lands. Today you can listen to news and say, oh, Robert Mugabe, very bad man. What's bad about him? That people fought Second World War and will receive compensation in our own land. Mm-hmm. And after colonization has finished, now there's spiritual colonization. Mm-hmm. Come to Congo. Mm-hmm. You just land as a brother. You carry this message book as a brother, you just land. Because in you come into Congo, you will see four set of people. Mm-hmm. Are you for Edward Frank? You say no. He moves away. Are you for this girl? You say no. Are you for Reagan? You say no. Are you for... they keep mentioning their names. They have divided the country into four places. They have taken kingdoms for themselves and left nothing for Christ.
Right. That's true.
Yet, when will you be bold if you cannot challenge somebody to talk to him face to face to tell him the truth in this life? Is it when you die that you tell the person what was in your mind?
Right.
I had something, Lord, you know, I had something in my mind to tell him what I had something. A coward dies many times before the actual death. Mm. Amen.
Yeah.
That's the truth. And that's what they are coming. They've come also many years. I'm just very new. They've been coming to Singapore. They've been coming. This one come and preach this, you accept. This one come and preach that, I say it's still good. This one come, no. It can't be true. No. Something, in fact, nothing is wrong with them. Something is wrong with you.
Yeah.
So now you recognize yourself. Say, no, I can't take this again. This is how they stand. Lift up his royal banner. It must not suffer loss.
Amen.
That's what Brother Abraham lifted up.
Amen.
He lifted up the royal banner and it did not suffer loss.
Amen.
And that's why that ministry had results.
Right.
That ministry had results. All of us are beneficiaries of, we benefited from that ministry.
Yeah.
The beneficiaries of that ministry. Amen.
Amen.
So today also, if the spirit of that prophet is in you, I speak in a language you can understand.
Right.
If the spirit of that prophet is in you, the same thing, the same way he was against sin, the same way he was against Greece, the same way he was against the mainstream of his day, the same way you will be.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. If it is the word of God, Gamaliel said it, it will prosper. But look at it. God has never been with the majority. God had never been accepted wholly by the people. You think Elijah was very popular? Elijah the Tishbite, you think he was very much accepted? That people will come and say, hello Elijah, you're welcome, man of God, what did God say tonight?
He said,
you think that was what happening?
No.
If that was what was happening, he would be living in the city. He was running. Man was in the wilderness, he was running for his life.
Amen.
That's right. Yeah. Then came, they said, order that came. All the prophets came. And then Paul came. Paul. When we read the message of Paul, we think that Paul would be so popular, was a popular person. How many persons would be able to identify with a prisoner?
Right.
He came preaching with chains in his hand. He's struggling. Number one, don't you know it's an abomination for somebody to be like that? Criminal. Nobody will ask, why is he on chains? That's an accused or a criminal. He's already on handcuffs. Nobody wants to know whether he put it on himself, whether it's a new style of dressing. Because that could be a new style of dressing for the young people, especially in America, very soon. They will just come and then they wear handcuffs and then they just use it. It could be like that. But when you see the handcuffs on somebody, you know that something is a tag, a wrong tag. And yet he was preaching with that. Amen.
Amen.
And then the days came. Irenaeus, he wanted to uproot those things off. But God told him, no, it's not your ministry, leave it. Because even at the end, he's still gathering. At the end of the age, God is still gathering.
Mm-hmm.
The separation, it is the rapture that separates.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's still gathering. Now you say, if he's not gathering, well, why are we here? Why do we need to go and talk to people? Why do we need to go and fellowship? He's still gathering. Gathering the wrong, gathering the right, gathering all the group, he's still gathering. But it is left for you to identify. Amen. Identify. Let us get to God in the secret of our secret and ask Him. Ask Him, really. Ask Him, Lord, am I really on the right path? If you are here, you are still thinking whether I have a living denomination, whether it was right, you don't need to look at that. Don't look back. Amen. Listen, when you look at the cloud, even when there is a storm, no matter how hard the storm or whatever the tornado was, it does not take away the road. That's so. The road is still there. It takes everything around the road, it blocks the road, but then you can just focus. There's a path for you to go.
Amen.
There's a narrow way. It has never been widened. The coming of Jesus did not widen the road. The ministry of Brother Abraham did not widen it. In fact, it made it more narrower. Look at the pyramid that Brother Abraham drew. Faith was very wide at its beginning. But as it's going, reaching to its destination, it's getting more narrowed.
Right.
Then how come you find yourself on the wider path? May the Lord help us.
Amen.
Yeah. May His word find a place in our hearts.
Amen.
And may He deliver us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 I want us to bow our heads.
Hallelujah.
Can we just talk to the Lord on our own?
Blessed be your name.
I want to take this song.
Hallelujah.
Talk to the Lord before you sing this song.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah in the cross.
In the cross.
Oh.
if we will just humble ourselves. The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, beginning from verse 8. Paul reaffirmed the statement that David made mention of, that when he descended to the lowest part of the earth, the belly of the earth, he captured captivity and led them captive. And then he gave gift unto men. Today, the body of Christ has got only five offices of authority. And that is the office of the fivefold ministry. This ministry, while they were not in operation in the days of Brother Abraham physically on earth, because the prophet was speaking. He was a kind of a type of fulfilling everything at that time, waiting. And once there was a question in the book of adoption, the adoption part 4, say, he said, not even a question, he made a statement, he said, you must go out there, you must continue to do what you ought to do. He said, let the evangelist continue in the field. Where will this evangelist come from if it is not a God-given evangelist?
Right. Yes.
We don't want any man-made makeup thing.
Amen.
We want to feed from the original. When we feed from the original, then we will feed the right food. It's okay to think, it's okay to plan, it's okay, but let it be. Let us drink water from the fountain.
Yes.
Let us drink from that rock, from the spiritual rock which is Christ.
Amen.
The same rock that the Jews drank way in the Old Testament.
Hallelujah.
Say. It's not going to be a special thing. Well, let us not just think, oh, there's going to be an announcement and those people who are associated with this person, those who are associated with this person. No, brother. God
Amen.
Does not announce, he does not advertise anything that he does.
Amen.
But look at the fruits. Take your time, look at the fruits. Take your time, look at the results. You will know. Look at the word. You will identify. I want us to pray that the Lord will grant us help. I want you to pray with you. Open your mouth and pray for yourself and pray for the work of God in this country. Pray for the body of Christ. We have come from different fellowships. Let us pray for the work that we will not run in vain. Yes, we are running well, but we will not be hindered. Nothing should hinder us from obeying truth. God wants to hear from you. Say to him, he alone can help. The help of man is vain. When your missionaries come, they come to divide you, they feast over your division. That's the wrong spirit. They want to feast over your division and use an authority to achieve their own aim. They spoil the goodness of God, the fellowship of the saints of God. Let the power of God overcome that in your life. Father, we bless you, we give you praise. Oh, precious Lord, we ask you, let this not just be another message, O God, but let it be your word as you have destined to the people, O God, that this word will achieve its purpose. Lord, you alone know the purpose why you have sent this word this day. Oh, Father, because I know even this morning when I left home, that which I had in mind as a man to preach, I didn't bring it this time. But Lord, I don't know why you brought this message. I pray, Father, that your grace alone, Lord, will carry this word in our hearts and achieve the purpose, the very purpose behind this message. I pray, Lord, that every weakness of your children, give them strength to overcome. Whatever the enemy is manipulating in their lives, Lord, I pray that your anointing will break every yoke. Whatever is deceit, whatever is lie, Lord, whatever is fear, every fear that comes, that fear of the devil, fear of standing for what they ought to stand for, Lord.
Right. Hallelujah.
It can never be of you, Lord. Overcome that fear for them in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says we have not been given the spirit of bondage to fear.
Amen.
Fear puts us in bondage. Hallelujah. Fear puts us away from the glory of God.
Amen.
And that's why in Revelation chapter 21, you said the fearful,
Amen.
The abominable, our liars shall not have their path in the kingdom of God.
Oh, because I made, thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we pray for victory tonight. We pray your grace, O Lord. Anoint us afresh, O Father. In Singapore, O Father, we pray that the Church of Jesus Christ will have a direction. The saints of God that have been distracted, Lord, their eyes will be opened.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In every land, Lord, you have your men. In every nation, you have the people that identify with. You have the people that you identify with. They were never a popular people. Lord, we pray that our eyes of understanding will be opened. And we, O Lord, will submit ourselves to the glory of God. We pray against every spirit of failure. We pray against stopping this race halfway.
Amen.
We pray against anything that will make us miss the glorious rapture.
Amen.
Oh, Paul prayed. Oh, he prayed. He wanted a long time to be a part of the first resurrection. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, that we will not miss this time. We will not miss this glorious work that you are doing in us. May our hearts be open. May we, oh Lord, take away every form of schism, every form of evil. Let it be removed from us in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my God. My God, hallelujah. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Father, Lord.
Oh, God.
There are many saints that I met in 2005. I heard that some of them, Lord, now are not even in the faith. Some have gone very far.
Amen.
Lord, it's not because your word is not perfect.
Thank you, Jesus.
But because it was not given to them the way it ought to have been given.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I pray, Father, you are a God of restoration.
Amen.
You never save. Brother Abraham said
Amen.
In the masterpiece that God in the message, is it an investment? He said, you never make an investment and make it a loss. You always hit the target. Lord, may you discover them. May you recover them. And may you settle them, Lord. Father, every ups and down that we have gone through, we pray for victory. Thank you, Father, Lord. I pray even now for as many, O Lord, that have personal problems, O God, in their lives. Those that are battling with sicknesses and diseases. Oh, you have given us the victory in this generation. In this season, Lord, where we have seen the mighty power of God. Lord, you are a healer. You never changed. Because that's why you step into eternity, from eternity. You step into time that you might declare and make these things work in our day. And Lord, you are not going to do it through the spirit or air. You are going to do it through man. And so this moment, in the name of Jesus, I arrest every disease. I command you, come out of your lives in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Whatever is the spirit of darkness that is troubling your people, is it depression, is it oppression, any obsession in their heart, depressed because of many burdens, so Lord, I pray, Father, that you lift up burdens, because you have lifted up the burdens already on Calvary. You are a healer, you are a deliverer. Whatever is taking place in the lives of the children of God that is not, oh Lord, your will in their lives, may you overcome for them this moment. Let the name of Jesus be glorified in their lives. I challenge every disease. I challenge every sickness. I challenge every blood that is not fine. I challenge every expression in the blood. In the name of Jesus, let there be healing to you. Healing to your blood. Healing to your bones. Healing to your tissues. Healing to yourself. Deliverance of every kind. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
May these blessings be permanent in our lives. Above all, more importantly, Lord, may you open the eyes of those believers to recognize the need to return back to the Word as your prophet has said to us in this age, and stay in unity of the truth, that your name might be glorified in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And amen.